Let's stop here for a few moments and take a little journey to connect with the authentic nature, the higher self of your being. I'm going to share a meditation with you and also play some music in the background that I have used in my workshops with DNA activation and sound healing. The music is a healing CD, and it's created by Shapeshifter and Visionary Music. So just close your eyes and allow your breath to slow down and concentrate all of your awareness right in this moment on relaxing the body and quieting the mind and letting go of any of your daily concerns. And as you breathe, imagine you are in a meadow or a wide open field, and that you're walking through this landscape, noticing all the beautiful nature that is surrounding you. Become aware of the flowers and the grass and any trees that may be around. Sense the Devic energy around you. Standing still, sense a warm spring breeze, summer breeze, gently brushing against your skin. And feel the glow of the sun warming your body. And looking out through your etheric eyes, watch the gentle wind bending the fields of grasses and flowers all around you. And just be aware of the beauty and the magic of nature. If you feel like twirling or running or lying down in this meadow, take the time to explore your feelings and sensations. And now look off into the distance and notice a mountain just ahead of you, about several hundred yards. And begin to walk towards that mountain. Observe your feelings as you do this. Be aware if they change in any way as you move closer to the mountain. And if you feel any constriction or negativity or resistance, just allow yourself to hang out there for a moment. And breathe deeper into it. And when you're ready, continue and allow your imagination to create a mountainous terrain that you have admired in your past, or perhaps seen in pictures or movies. And as you stand at the foot of the mountain, sense the beginning of a grand adventure as you prepare to climb this mountain to meet your higher self. And when you're ready and you feel comfortable began to climb up the mountain. Again, noticing everything that is around you as you climb up towards the top. Become aware of any animals, rocks, stones, the way the sun casts shadow on various parts of the mountain or lights up crystals that it might be encountering on the surface of the earth. Flowers, grass, and any path that will take you higher and higher. Just indulge yourself in the energy of this experience and simply notice the feelings and emotions within you as you go up the mountain. Allow your mental self to observe your thoughts about this experience and make a mental note to come back to that thought later for deeper processing. Take yourself all the way up to the top. And again, if you're feeling any dizziness or uncertainty, just sit by a tree for a moment and rest before continuing. Acknowledging to yourself that you're never safer than when you are in nature, surrounded by nature and connecting with the wisdom and constancy of the earth. And once you've reached the top, look out over the mountain at the meadow below and become aware of how you felt in the meadow and how you're feeling now. What are the differences in the sensations you are experiencing inside your body? How are your thought patterns different? Make mental notes to yourself on all your thoughts and feelings. And just sit on top of the mountain and observe yourself and your surroundings. Now, look around for a special place. You will know this by feeling drawn to it, feeling encouraged to a certain direction. And as you move towards this place, become aware of a door or entryway. This doorway has your name printed on the outside. Rub your fingers over your name and become aware that inside this door is your very own special place. Only you can enter this room. Open the door and go inside. And as you look around you, you will notice that it is decorated exactly the way that you would like it to be, with all the favorite kinds of furnishings in your heart's desire. And find a place where you can sit down and get comfortable. Prepare yourself to ask your higher self to come into the room to be with you. And close your etheric eyes and ask for your higher self to come forward and share its light with you now. and keep your eyes closed until you feel the vibration of the entire room raise to a finer and finer frequency. And when you are ready, you can open your third eye and look upon your higher self. Allow it to take whatever form your imagination shows you, and do not judge it, as what you see first will be the truest vision. It may take on an image, or a symbol, or a color, or a being of light. Just allow it to be so. Sense whether the presence is male or female or androgynous. Just sit in the presence of this energy for a while so that you can begin to really feel throughout your entire physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual being that you are, in fact, one with this presence called your higher self. This is God, the Beloved's, Source's unconditional promise, eternal promise to us, to never let us go, that we are always and ever experiencing extensions of the eternal. Feel your heart center opening to receive the feelings of love that emanate from this connection. And you can ask your higher self if there's a name that you can use to connect with them when you want to communicate, and then listen. The first name that comes to you will be the name for you to use. Do not try to judge or change the name that you hear. Just go with the flow of the energy. When I did this for the first time, the name just kind of formed itself within my lips. It was a totally without thought moment, and my lips just kind of allowed the symbol and expression and rhythm and pulse of the name to come through. And when it did, it had a very strong resonance with the entire vibration of my body. Don't try to control the experience or resist it to let your ego or analytical mind make judgments on what you're experiencing. Just let go and be one with this presence. Allow yourself to become familiar with the vibration and feeling and taste and sound that you have welling up within you right now. Engage all your senses so that you can recall these sensations when you want to connect with your higher self at any time. So we'll begin our journey back to our third dimensional plane. See yourself getting up slowly and leaving your special room and going back out on top of the mountain, knowing that you are taking with you a deeper connection with your higher self. Begin walking down the mountain, back into the meadow, and back into the room where you left your physical body. Each time you do this meditation, you can shorten it or lengthen it if you so choose. until eventually you just need to call out your higher self name and you'll capture the essence of your original experiences of going through the meadow and climbing the mountain, discovering your special room and meeting with your higher self. Once you establish this connection in your interior in a very centered, grounded, and knowing way, you'll be able to call on your higher self to answer questions about your daily life, choices and decisions that you need to make in adjusting yourself to a constant state of new that is this now. And it will be like developing a relationship with anyone. It takes time to grow. So just take a few more deep breaths. Feeling the gratitude for you and for each other and for love. And as you focus your awareness back on here and now, just tune into the frequency and vibration that surrounds you in this moment. Feel the relaxation in your mind and body. And notice the stillness that permeates through other activity of listening to my voice, looking at your computer, the tingling in your hands and feet and crown chakra, the sound of the wind chimes, or traffic out on the street, or kids in the other room. Stillness is an energy of high magic, the art of mastery that occurs when you are fully, totally, completely, and authentically present to your experience. Any experience. Shamanic practice is to live in each moment as if it were your very last. To engage every act as if it were your last act on earth. The shaman tradition is to live close to death. Looking at everything as if you would die the next day. And it brings a certain clarity to how you live each moment and to the experiences that you engage in. But instead of death, the clarity and awareness of the new human waking up to fully experience life is focused on birth. Giving birth to something brand new and inherently powerful within. I've had the supreme gift of experiencing, being present for and witnessing a birth, a new life coming into this world, and within a month's time to witness and be present for a passing as well. And what was so profound and meaningful is that both of them begin and end with a breath. And it's a cycle that is eternal.